From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Only hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo, opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian government or Russian, carried out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp located 30 kilometers from Aleppo near the border with Turkey. At least 30 were killed, there dozens more wounded. Syrian army spokesperson accused the al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra and Islamic factions of violating the truce in Aleppo, necessitating the strikes. London could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Sadiq Khan, representing the Labour Party, is a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants. Reporters caught up with him outside one of the polling locations. Khan appears headed for victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. In a field of 12 candidates, he was in a tight and often bitter race against the other front-runner, conservative Zach Goldsmith, who was Jewish and the son of a billionaire tycoon. Race was overshadowed by allegations that Khan sympathized with an imam who British leaders, including Prime Minister David Cameron, have described as an Islamic extremist. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to the petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks in petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. The attack raises fears of renewed militancy in the Delta, which, despite being home to most of Nigeria's oil wealth, remains poor and underdeveloped. There were no casualties in the attack, and there is no word of whether there was any oil spilled. This is VOA News.